Welcome to Shomach Shov on the Daf, your sponsor, Lord Nishma Sarim Biakoshom, Leabas Yitzchok. We're holding Bava Kamo Daf Tzadiches. The Gemara on Beis brings that Rav Chisda and Rabbo had a machlekes, had to understand the Shita of Rabbi Yaakov regarding Yisuri Anor. And the Gemara goes and says a story that Rav Chisda met Rabbo Bar Shmuel, and he asked him, "What are you learning?" He said he brought him a Braisa and Yisuri Anor, and the Braisa clearly said, like Rabbo, not like Rav Chisda. So Rav Chisda told him, "Imash kachas lehu." Rashi says, "If you meet the bnei yeshiva, l'teimu lehu v'loy midah." Says Rashi, "Don't tell them anything, because they will be very happy that there is a tiyuv telemilsi, that there is a brisa against me. So don't tell them about the brisa that proves against what I'm saying." And this statement is brought down in Maseches Eruvin twice, in Daf Yud Aleph and Daf Lamed Tes. And this is a big tema, because it sounds here that there is an amoiro for Chisda comes and says, "Please don't share this information that proves that I'm wrong with other rabbonim." How can that be? How is it shayach that he's trying to cover up Torah, that he does not want to admit that he made a mistake? So some point out to Divrei HaChasam Sofer in a sefer called Klolei HaChasam Sofer. HaChasam Sofer has a sefer with Klolei HaShas, and there in Ois Ayin Aleph he says, sometimes we're embarrassed to come and say that they made a mistake. And he brings several examples to it that Amoraim were not so comfortable to say they made a mistake. They were embarrassed. So connect to here the tefillah of Yechoniah ben Akana that said, "Please don't come to a situation where I make a mistake and my friends will make fun of me. Our friends will be sameach in the fact that I made a mistake." Some added al derech hamusar that he doesn't want to cause anybody else to be happy, not in a simchas atoyo, but to be happy the fact that he failed and made a mistake. See, it's embarrassing, and he doesn't want to bring that to that situation. And as some point out, this won't make a mistake in halacha, because Rab already argued with Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda had a svar to say Rav Yaakov. So halacha l'maise, he knew that nobody's going to follow him, but is just making a mistake in his own havana. You can connect it here with the Gemara said earlier regarding Yehuda. The Yehuda, Moshe Rabbeinu was dying for Yehuda. Yehuda went into the Beis Medrash in Shemayim, but then he wasn't able to be follow for the Chachamim, and then he was not able to lasuk Yishmai Tzalib Yechasa. He was saying things that were not accepted, and you need a special tefillah that your word should be accepted. So, according to this Chasav Sofer, and the Sefer, Imre Sofer here brings this Chasav Sofer, and it's also printed Chasav Sofer there in Maseches Eruvin, Pshat is an Echinami, there was a mistake over here, but because it did not cause any issue in Halacha L'maisa, so Rav Chisda wanted to avoid this embarrassment in front of the Beis Medrash. Others, for example, the Rav Shlomo Kluger in the Sefer Milei D'Nezikin, and Rav David Padro in the Sefer on the Tosefta, they come with a very long chiddush and pilpul to show that Rav Chisda l'shitasei, this braisa wasn't a problem. He had a way to explain the braisa, but he knew that Bnei Yeshiva will not accept his way, so therefore he said, "Let's not just bring it to debate. I have a way to explain it. They will not accept what I said, so therefore just don't bring it to debate, because I don't think it's a raya. I believe this is not a raya. It's not a proof against me, but to come and debate it, let's just leave it alone." That's how the Milei D'Nezikin and David Padro say. And maybe another way that one can suggest is the pshat is like this. Efshar, the really Rav Chisda realized the braisa that he made a mistake. And just add to it, as we mentioned, there was no problem in halacha. Nobody's following Rav Chisda's halacha. But he saw, he came with a svara, and he made a mistake because the braisa said against him. As we learned, as the Gemara tells us in Maseches Gittin, "V'amachsheila azoyis tachas yotcho." In Adam Oymel Divir Torah El Ken Nichshabem, person cannot really learn Torah unless he makes a mistake. Without a mistake, you can really accomplish in Torah. Only through mistakes someone grows in Torah. So Efshar Rav Chisda says, "I made a mistake, and after learning and hovering over the sugyo, I realized I made a mistake. I'm going to learn from my mistake. I want my talmidim also to be able to learn from the same mistake." So don't bring them a braisa, which will not allow them to try to come with their own svara. You show the braisa, they'll say, "Okay, that's what the braisa says." Let them try to make the mistake on their own, and then the Braisa will show they made something wrong. They will go through the process of Machshela Azoyis Tachas Yotcho. They'll go through the process of mistake, and that's how they will get to the correct halacha. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.